Welcome back to Health Check. I'm Heidi Godman. We have been talking this hour all about different nutrients and how they are essential for your heart health, your brain health, your bone health, all kinds of different aspects, skin health, everything that you can imagine. My guest today is Dr. Dan Watts. He is an integrative medicine specialist. He's an MD, and he specializes in looking at the whole picture and especially looking at the different levels of nutrients in your body and trying to figure out how to balance them all. So we've talked for the last hour about the difference that specific nutrients can make. Now we want to talk to one of Dan's patients. So I'd like to bring her in now. We have Barbara Kirchhoff on the phone. Welcome to the program, Barbara.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And Barbara, I have Dan here too.
Hey. Hey, Barb.
Hi.
So Barbara, can you tell us what your situation was? How are you feeling and all that when you first went to see Dan?
Well, I've known Dr. Watts for a long time, and I have believed in what he said because I'm proof of the pudding. I'm almost 81 years old. I have the energy and the interest of a 60-year-old. I'm very active in the community. I feel wonderful. I take no medication except for the fact that I did have breast cancer last fall and do have to take that little pill each night. But other than that, I take the supplements that Dr. Watts has ordered for me, and they are just perfect because it really keeps me going. It helps me physically and mentally. And consequently, I'm able to live a fulfilled life. So I'll be forever grateful to Dr. Watts and what he's done for me.
Wonderful. But what was your situation when you first went to see him?
Well, I'd like to say I've known him a long time. When I first moved here, I came from Indiana, and I was had lupus. And they said that staying in Indiana, I could probably not survive another year in the cold, damp weather. So when I came here, I listened to Dr. Watts, and I did what he said. I did exactly. I ate right. I rested the body when I needed to. I did go on to medication at the time and finally decided medication's not for me. So I went off medication, and I have not had one pain from lupus since. Now, lupus does affect your immune system, so Dr. Watts, the supplements that I take build up my immune system.
And what are some of the supplements, Dan, that you recommended for Barbara?
Pretty much the ones that we were talking about today. So good protein, diet, food is the main thing. And Barbara knows that, right? You've been cutting down on your chocolate ice cream, Barbara?
Well, yeah, not once in a while, you know.
Right, in so moderation.
Good, start with good food, like we talked about, good proteins and fats and natural foods is what we started with. We got her, she does exercising, and she watches not putting in too much toxins into her diet, you know, some self-toxins that we can do. And then she takes supplements, you know, multivitamins and minerals and calcium. Right. And then some of the vitamins that we talked about today for energy and for health and for mental aptitude. And she is like one of that reason I wanted you on. So you're one of the sharpest people I know. I'm hoping to be as sharp as you now.
And Barbara, you're almost 81, that you told us, almost 81. And gosh, did you ever think that you'd be feeling this good after you had been feeling so poorly?
No, I didn't. I really thought back when I had the lupus, maybe that was the end. And until I met Dr. Watts, I thought, you know, I've lived a good life, but my gosh, it's been wonderful. I just can't begin to tell you that I love everything I do. I don't lack for interest or energy, and I enjoy life. And my husband's 84. He feels the same way. He's been through Dr. Watts' programs. So we live a fulfilled, happy life. And I think it's possible for anybody if they just listen to what he has to say, because he can tell you everything, but until you take that first step, it's not going to work.
Sure. Well, Barbara, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and continued good health to you. And we'll be thinking about you. Hope you continue to do well fighting breast cancer. And as you're a survivor, we're very happy for you, especially since this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So
thank you for including me.
Thank you so much. All right. So bye-bye. Dan, bye-bye. So,
bye, Barbara.
So Dan, tell me about Barbara's situation or other people's situation. They come to you, they say, I'm just feeling terrible. What's the first step?
Well, a good history, to get all the history from all the doctors, the medications that someone's on, their family history, get their diet, get the vitamins that they're on, good medical history, get a good look at what symptoms they're having. And in functional medicine, you're going to be looking a little bit more into the symptoms than, let's just say, because we're not really wanting as much interested in the diagnosis and the treatment as we are in what maybe caused it. What are some of the factors, the triggers that may have caused it? So, for instance, in lupus or something like that, we're looking for triggers that may have caused it. And we've talked about some of those triggers on this show. One of the biggest, gluten, right? So we're looking at diet. So many times inflamed foods or sometimes toxins in the body or viruses or parasites, these kind of things can trigger your the conditions that you have. So we're looking down deep into those things and then trying to turn on or off. We look at the genetics of a person. We look at their physical condition. We look for sarcopenia. Mm-hmm. You know, we look for, is their muscle wasting? Are they in an anabolic phase? We look at their hormone balancing. Hormones, we find, is one of the main things for keeping looking better and feeling better as we get older. So we're looking at those balances as well. And so we're taking in an overall approach, a preventative overall approach, rather than looking at just one, say, one diagnosis or one treatment modality. So that's more what integrative medicine is, what functional medicine is. And that's what I get so excited about when I'm, you know, come into work in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And why did you make that transition from being an obstetrician and gynecologist? Why did you make the transition?
Well, essentially, okay, I looked at myself in the mirror. I'm now almost 69 years old. I looked at myself in the mirror about, I would say 15 years ago, and I didn't like what I saw. And what I noticed was a lot of my patients, we were all getting older together, and they didn't like what they were seeing either, my friends, family members. And so I started studying essentially anti-aging medicine or age management medicine. So how do we, as we get older, which we're going to do, we're going to get older, how do we stay physically fit and vital and look our best
and
as we get older?
That led into this whole new chapter
in
your life.
It led into this.
Well, we're so glad that it did and so wonderful to talk to you. And if anyone wants to get a hold of you, how does he or she do that?
Very easy. We're over on Clark Road. We're about the only thing that's not a car company over there. 926-4905. 926-4905. Or you can call www.therenewalpoint.com.
Okay. So therenewalpoint.com or 926-4905. Dr. Dan Watts, always so much fun to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Heidi Godman. My producer today has been the brilliant and adorable Bridget O'Brien. You've been listening to Health Check on WSRQ. Hope you have a great day.